And no one else was having those appearances. These are stark in their uniqueness, bold. They do not happen to anybody else. Why? Why does the Lord need to appear to him personally so many times? Well, perhaps because of his immense suffering, because of the vilification and hatred that he experienced, maybe he needed the strength that came from those appearances. But the downside was they could make you very proud. It would be pretty easy to say to your friends, you know, the other day when the Lord appeared to me, was it that time or was it the time before? We were talking about, I think it was the second time. Yeah, let's see. No, I know when it was. It was when I went to heaven. This is a pretty big head trip. And if you're having a discussion about how to do ministry and Timothy and Titus say, this is what we need to do. I've talked to the people. This is the way to go. And Paul says, no, I don't want to do it this way. And there's a little bit of a discussion. Do we do it their way or Paul's way? And Paul says, how many personal appearances with Jesus have you guys had? Well, none. Okay, well, we'll do it my way. That would be very easy to feel it just even quietly in your heart, elevated. And then there was that trip to heaven. Go back to chapter 12, verse 1. Boasting is necessary. Oh, he hated to defend himself. Boasting in a good sense. Trying to defend his apostleship to the Corinthians so they'll turn back to him because he's the source of divine truth and the false teachers are the source of devilish lies. And so he's got to plead his own case a little bit. He hates to do it. He says it's necessary, though it's not profitable, but I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I'm just going to tell you something about a vision and a revelation that I had. It's not profitable, and I'll tell you why it's not profitable, because it's not verifiable, because it was personal to him, and it's not repeatable. So Paul understands the weakness of this. Visions and revelations are not verifiable and not repeatable, and he knows that, but he says, I'm going to tell you anyway, in sort of vague terms, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body, I don't know, or out of the body, I don't know. In other words, I don't know what the reality was, but God knows, such a man was caught up to the third heaven, and I know how such a man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I don't know, God knows, was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words which a man is not permitted to speak. I don't know what happened, it's not profitable, and I can't speak about it. But I did go to heaven. I went to heaven. I went to heaven.